Dylan. Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Ellis. Glad that you stopped to talk. What do you know about Jesus?
I don't really know that much, but I know like a lot of people like...
Yeah. See, there's one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's Jesus, actually. He's the creator. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Right. We've all sinned and we've ruined. Like, we've all done stuff we shouldn't be doing. We've ruined our righteousness before God, right? But Jesus came, and he became the payment for our sins that we need. You understand that? The sacrifice that we need. But then it's not just... This is the good news of what Jesus did for us. That he died to set us free from our sins and from the bondage that we're caught in our flesh and in our sin. Yeah. He died to set us free from that. But in order to get that, we have a part to play. Do you know what that is? No. See, well, that's good. I'm glad I'm able to talk to you. Right? Because, see, let me share this with you. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19? You're young yet. That's good. I lived for 25 years in a religious cult. Okay? So if you had asked me at any point in those times if I believed in Jesus, I would have said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. But it's not true. Because there's a difference between being in dead religion and professing with your mouth versus actually being born again and walking and following Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? So it's good that you're not part of a church, because it's only been stuff that I had to purge out to get in the truth. Do you care about truth?
Yeah.
Eh? Because truth, Jesus is the truth, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing is faith. Do you know what faith is?
Yeah.
What is faith? How would you describe faith?
Like... being loyal, or like staying to your word, or...
Well, it's actually, being loyal would be a good description of what it means to be faithful.
Yeah.
But faith is more than just, you know, believing, I believe in Jesus. It's an agreement, it's a mental assent. It's an actual trust, a conviction, an actual allegiance to follow and obey, okay? Let me give you an illustration. Let's say they had a string run across these two roofs. You know those guys who do tightrope walking?
Yeah.
So, let's say there's a guy walking back and forth, and we're all sinning and watching him, right? And then he walks back and forth, and he says, do you believe I can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he takes a wheelbarrow, and he pushes the wheelbarrow back and forth a few times. Do you believe he can do that? What? You don't believe he can? Well, he does it right before your eyes. He pushes the wheelbarrow back and forth a few times. You believe he can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's belief. That's mental assent. You know he can do it. Will you get in the wheelbarrow?
Huh?
Would you get in the wheelbarrow? See, that's trust then. See, that's the difference between just an empty faith and an actual trusting conviction faith. Because actual true faith is more than just, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I had that for all my life.
Yeah.
Actual faith is deeper than that. It's that trust, that allegiance to follow and obey, right? And when we actually have that, and we see that Jesus died for our sins. You know that? Jesus died to set me free. I did nothing to earn it. Jesus died, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Right? Then it grieves you, because you see, everything wrong we do, the wages of our sin is death. Christ paid the penalty. By his stripes we are healed, it says. That hits me every time.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't just die and shed his blood. You know, he was tortured to death, basically.
Yeah.
He was scourged. You know what scourging was? He was literally to take a whip with things in it, and they flog you, and each time it like lays your back wide open. It's like he was tortured for us. Yeah. By his stripes we are healed. He paid that for our sins. Then it grieves you. You see that I did that. He took the payment for me. Should you keep sinning then?
Yeah.
No, that's repentance. That's when you repent. That's what repentance means.
Yeah,
it means you change your mind, your heart, and your ways. It means... No, man, I used to do that, drinking, smoking, partying, whatever it was, and you turn away from it and you turn toward God and his ways. That's repentance.
Yeah.
And that's when God sees that vessel, he'll send the Spirit, and you know you can be born again?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Do you know?
Is it like you ruin your life, but like you come back like strong?
No.
No.
See, you can't do that. You can't do it in the flesh. Born again is not something you do, right?
Yeah.
See, you come to Christ by faith, you see that you've ruined it. You messed up big time. You ruined it completely. You basically took this glass, you tossed it on the floor, it shattered, it's done. Okay? Doesn't hold water anymore. You ruined it before God. You come in that humble faith. You know that you need it. and you come in that faith and trust that see that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the pavement that you need, you repent and turn towards Him. When God, then God sees you're a willing vessel, right? The Bible says if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you, right? He sends the Holy Spirit within you. Born again is when the Spirit of God comes within you and it gives you a new heart and a new mind. You're actually changed inside. Now, Jesus likened the Spirit to the wind. It's hard to see the wind, but you can see what it does, can't you? Right?
Yeah.
And when what happens is you still have the flesh nature, but in your new heart, you hate your sin.
Yeah.
And the fruit that you actually have been born of God, holiness and obedience will mark your life. Because if you hate your sin and you love Jesus and you have the Spirit of God working in you, you will start to put on holiness and you'll start to purge. The Spirit will purge and you'll turn away and you'll overcome and start living a life of holiness and obedience. You got to keep going in that, all right?
Yeah.
Tell you what, check out that website. Email us if we can help you more.
Alright.
I'd love to talk to you more about the things of God if you want, alright? Go deep in God's word. I love you, man. I care for your soul.
Have a good one.
Yeah, take care.